This is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio. I am here in Raleigh, North Carolina, at a show with a band called Fitness Women. I was wondering if you could introduce yourselves.
I'm Bridget.
And what do you play?
The drums.
I'm Addie, and I play bass.
I'm Kat, and I play guitar.
So how long has Fitness Women been a band for?
About a year.
Pretty exactly.
A year.
Yeah. Pretty exactly a year.
You have a unique spelling of the name, right?
We spell it fitness like you would, and then women, W-O-M-X-N.
So who came up with the name?
It was a collective effort, I would say. First, it kind of started as a placeholder, and then thing that we thought was funny, and then eventually that's kind of how people referred to us, and it stuck, and we liked it, and we changed the spelling and thought, I don't know, we're pretty fit, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really into health.
And if maybe you had any pro working out songs?
We've actually been working very deeply on a full, like a holistic look on health in our next album. So
there you go.
Yeah.
You do like a workout video.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We actually did, I don't know if you or people are familiar with the, there's these like videos of, I don't really know how to describe it, but it's like videos to teach people essential like English phrases, and they were going around the internet a while ago, but there's these women in like total 80s workout costumes doing dances and learning phrases.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, cool. Yeah. So we actually use that as inspiration for, we do like a little, what we call a Fitbit in the middle of our set sometimes.
Nice.
And we use those videos as inspiration even though we don't dress up or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe one day we'll get that together.
Where is the band Fitness Women from?
This Facebook event says the general Carrboro area, but I think we could safely say Carrboro. Yeah.
I'm from Carrboro.
Carrboro?
How many shows have you played so far?
Almost six?
Yeah, I was going to say like maybe like seven.
Maybe seven.
I don't know. Six or seven, right?
A handful or two? Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, we're on both hands.
Both hands.
You can count.
Both hands.
Yeah.
Both hands, not three hands.
Yeah, we started playing like out in February. So I think we've done like, I would average a show a month. When was February? Yeah. So yeah, like six. Six or seven.
Does Fitness Women ever do cover songs?
None of us had really played in bands before, so when we started, we just like learned a bunch of covers just to get a feel for playing together. Steadily, our set has gotten to be less and less covers. Right now, we don't do any covers, but when we did our first like public performance, we did a cover of Delta 5, Mind Your Own Business.
It's one of my favorite songs. It's a great one.
And then we also covered Ether by Gang of Four, so
those are the two big ones. Yeah. The rest of them are sort of just like for our personal enjoyment.
Well, have you all been in other bands besides Fitness Women?
Nope. This is most of our first band. Bridget actually did play for Silent Lunch for a minute.
I just like filled in for their last two shows because their drummer had just moved and they had a few more shows left. I also played in this joke band called The Wild Dads. That was like probably the first. It's actually got a fun spelling too. It's W-Y-L-D. Dads. We just did dad rock covers, and then Michael Pissarro inspired experimentation.
Did you cover Boston and Journey or Foreigner?
We were more like in the like Bob Seger, Thin Lizzy world. So.
Like more deep cuts of dad rock.
I live for
this. Yeah, absolutely.
How many recordings does Fitness Women have out so far?
We've got two recordings that some really good dudes in Durham helped us with. They're called Silkworm Sound, and they you know, just brought us in for like a few hours one day, and we just recorded two songs, and they're up on our Bandcamp. But that's it right now. We're trying to do like a tape or something soon, but we're just starting out, and so that's it for right now. Other than like hours and hours of practice recordings on Bridget's laptop.
A lot of iPhone recordings.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe that should be our demo tape.
Yeah.
Well, best of.
I know. iPhone years.
Yeah.
So will there be t-shirts, lunchboxes, buttons in the future?
We got t-shirts. We already have t-shirts. Other merch?
Kettlebells.
Yeah.
No, we're drinking. Yoga mats.
Yeah, definitely some of that, like, tape stuff that makes your muscles feel good. You know, like, the volleyball players wear.
Our own brand of Icy Hot.
Yes.
What about yoga pants? Have you considered that?
No.
Yoga's fucking dope.
Well, it could be fitness pants, right?
Fitness pants.
Yeah. General purpose fitness pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could reclaim it, yeah. So what's been the most memorable show that Fitness Women's played so far?
I have two. They're tied. We opened up for Palberta at Nightlight in February, and it was like the third show that we played, and honestly the first time we played the most of our set. Felt like it was our first full-fledged Fitness Woman performance, and that was super exciting. And yeah, we play with Palberta and then Wild Actions, which is performance art project by Ginger Wag. That was really cool. I don't know, it just that was like felt like that's kind of like my first, that's how I'm gonna like remember our first like real, felt like a real gig to me. But yeah, I'm not gonna
probably that Palberta show was the one for me too. Yeah, that is the first time I felt like I'm in a real band doing a real show. Yeah, it felt really good, and I'm a really big fan of Palberta. I think we all are, and that was very memorable for me, too, because it was the first time we played, like, a real show, and also the first time I felt like, oh, wow, I'm on a bill with, like, a band that I really am stoked on. Or, like, I knew about before I was in a band was kind of the thing. I was like, wow, this is very interesting and cool and fun. And yeah, I get pretty nervous when I perform, so I like forget a lot of what happens just because it's so uptight, but it's fun in retrospect. It was really fun. It was really fun.
I think like our first ever show in public was someone's like birthday party, so that was cool to like share what we've been working on in Bridget's 2x4 bedroom. No, it's bigger than that. Like 8x10 bedroom, and share that space with people and sort of present it to people, but also like think about like what are you giving to this person that's celebrating. So that was a fun way to like kick things off.
Yeah. I will definitely never forget that, because we played a very specific cover for the celebration of the person's birthday, and that was the most excited I've seen a room of people, and like probably to this day while we were playing they were so pumped, and it was just really cool to see that and be a part of that. And it was awesome for the folks at that space to give us our first show. That very memorable as well.
What is your favorite Fitness Women song to play live?
I really like our newest one, both of our newest ones. I like, there's this one that we play that I just kind of do a lot of like really fast yelling, and it's always very fun to perform for me.
Well, it was Mind Your Own Business, because it was like my do or die moment, and my hands, we played it last, so my hands were always like really sweaty, and I was like, okay, this is it. You can't drop that bass. I mean, you can't, I did, but like, but it's pretty memorable.
I like the new one that we've done. It's Rag. That one's super fun for me. I don't know. I feel like that's, none of us had written music before, and I feel like every song that we write, we're just getting better and better, so felt like this was one that, again, we're just like able to spread our wings a little bit more, and it's just like super groovy. I mean, we all like shared mixes at the beginning of this band and stuff, and just like all of us love that song. My Spine is the Bass Line by Shriekback, which is the bass player from Gang of Four. I think so. Anyway,
I just bought one of the records today. Yeah. A Nemesis single.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I think that's like that, like having like such a, I don't know, I just like, I'm a drummer, I like want to groove. It's a good groove, so like that song really inspires new ones, so it's exciting for me as a drummer, and I think everyone does a nice job on it.
Danzig from the Misfits, he will not autograph a bootleg when someone asks him to autograph one. So if someone had a Fitness Women bootleg, would you autograph it?
I would probably.
I might. Depends on your answer.
I would honestly probably be too like caught up in the moment of someone asking me to autograph a thing to like even notice it was a bootleg. I don't know. I would probably just do it just because.
I would only sign. I feel like we can only sign our code names.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I wouldn't sign my real name.
You have code names in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like Cat's Dirt Diva, Addie's Ditch Witch. And I'm trash bag.
I think they were mostly like, self-selected. So
very self-selected.
It's not like we were like, you're the trash bag.
Ditch Witch.
Well, there's like this store on 85 called Ditch Witch of the Carolinas. And I just thought that might be a good title, like Ditch Witch of the Carolinas. Yeah. But I'm not that high
Cats,
up yet.
Well, we saw the Dirt Diva one first. The internet's like an amazing place. And yes. I think like we found there's like actually a blog of like this like really buff woman who wears just a little skirt bikini thing while she's doing adventure running, and I'm like, check out the Dirt Diva blog. So anyway, that's Kat.
Yeah. I saw it on a car and it just said Dirt Diva, and I was like, haha, that's funny, let me Google this really quick, and then that's what we found, which was pretty good.
Where can people go online if they want to hear Fitness Women's music?
Pornhub. No.
I think it's www.bandcamp.fitnesswomen.com, and the women's like the E is an X.
Thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Mad Dog.